The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the frozen ass Arizona Bay, this is the Inclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
It's cold.
Damn, it's cold.
So cold.
Hopefully everybody stays safe in this storm that's, what, Texas
Bullshit.
To Maine? Yeah.
It's human engineered fucking weather.
Killing Harambe. Yeah, that, yeah. Well, you know, they admitted to that, so. Yay.
Yeah.
All right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about Virginia, which is apparently New California, Minnesota, Iran, Trump, Israel, all the normal nonsense that comes along with this program. Top 10 list this week, our favorite wrestling gimmicks. The boss said do that, so we did that. So,
yeah, try not to run any of your fucking rocks.
Yeah, we'll probably have a couple crossovers, but
sure,
we shall see. All right, you want to start with some TV news, Vince, and get this over with?
Yes, absolutely. Holy fuck.
All right. James Gunn has announced a new DC animated series called Extreme Justice. The animated series will be set in the DCU's past, will be set in the 90s, and will consist of, as of now, mentioned team members, Booster Gold, Maxima, Captain Atom, Amazing Man, Cord, and more to be announced later. If I remember my comics right from the mid-90s when stuff was good, this team happened right before Doomsday, so I think that's what they're trying to set up for the Superman movie, is Doomsday's coming. So, yeah, if I remember right. Plus, we're getting a Booster Gold. I'm sure it'll be some brown guy.
Nathan Fillion.
So, well, he's already Guy Gardner.
I know, quit. Up.
Whatever. Get the guy that played him on Smallville. He's doing stuff, right?
Right.
All right. The only really other thing for TV news this week, CBS renewed a bunch of shows this week. If you like these, yay. If not, I don't care. Tracker for season George and Mandy's First Wedding, season 3. Kathy Bates as Matlock, season 3. Ugh. Fire Country, season 5. NCIS season 24, NCIS Origin season 3, NCIS Sydney season 4, Survivor season 51, and Amazing Race season 39.
How long has Survivor been on?
It says season 51,
but no
they don't
way.
Do like, but they don't do like a season a year. They do like two a year.
Oh, maybe that's it.
So they've only been on. I say only. They've only been on like 20 years, but, you know. So this will be the 51st thing of Survivor. So, man, that's a lot, though. Jesus. I still remember the first one.
I don't.
With the naked guy and the angry lesbian and, well, that could be any Netflix show, let's be honest. So, I don't know. All right, let's go to some movie news this week. Vince, old Timothy Busfeld released from a New Mexico jail this week after the judge said he was not a danger to the community or a flight risk.
He's not?
Oh, he only touched kids and hid it for years, and his wife is a multimillionaire, former president of the Screen Actors Guild, and he's a multimillionaire actor, and yeah, he's not a flight risk.
He'll just go to Israel. It's fine.
He probably has a plane book for a Little St. James Island or something. That's a good joke. I don't care who you are. All right. Next thing here, the He-Man trailer dropped. Vince, I know you've seen it. What did you think?
I wanted to like it. I wanted to like it. I he seemed kind of bumbling in the beginning when he's trying to pick up the sword or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why do you gotta? Why do you just don't? Why?
I know what they're going. I know what they're going for. And I saw everybody going, "Oh God, he's got pronouns on his thing in his office."
He man.
That's the joke. That's the fucking joke. We get. Yeah, that was well placed. I'm gonna say that was well done. Now, is he bumbling? And yes, and we understand why he wants to get the sword and get out, because the real world sucks. But he's in the woke world. Gotcha. I have three problems with the trailer. Everything else to me looks okay. My three issues: he's not buff enough. He-Man's a giant barbarian. You know what I mean?
Right.
Even Prince Adam was big. Two, Teela is a redhead. Not in this movie. Yet again, another redheaded character swapped out. And three, this is the kicker, Man-at-Arms isn't fucking Idris Elba. He's white.
Yeah. Did you see Lockjaw?
I did. You see him just for a bit. Or Trapjaw, yeah.
Yeah.
Beastman looked good. Mechaneck, you see like the top of his head and his eyes, so you know it's him. Battle Cat looks good. I will say that for sure. Evil Lyn looks good. Skeletor looks okay. Could have been better. Yes.
Who's the big robot guy standing there?
That's Rotor, and he is not from the original run of He-Man. He is from the 2000s cartoon. So they're picking people from all over the whole thing. So, but yeah, that's Rotor from the New Adventures of He-Man, I think is what it was called.
But, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Like Billy Barty. Probably,
right? There was no Orko. I did notice no Orko, so we'll see. I don't know. Moving on with some movie news here. Apparently, James Gunn is going to have The Flash be in the next Superman movie, Man of Tomorrow. Who will be playing him? As long as it isn't fucking a black guy and I about said Ezra Bridger. Jesus, Ezra Miller, that weird ass.
Yeah,
if it ain't him, I'm good. It's being reported that Brady Corbett, this is the guy that directed the movie The Brutalist, is going to be the director for the Wonder Woman reboot. And that the movie will be wrote by comic book writer Tom King, who in his books is very fucking hit and miss. If he hits, it's an amazing story like Omega Men. When he misses, it's fucking brutal. So we'll see. Because Tom King wrote Omega Men. He wrote the Mr. Miracle miniseries. And he was on an actual series, and I can't remember what it was. It was kind of eh. So we'll see. I don't know. Marvel's Midnight Suns movie. This is the movie that we're getting in place of Blade, the Blade solo movie. Reportedly will feature 8 supernatural heroes. Here's the lineup so far that we know, Vince. You ready?
Yeah.
We know Blade, right? Moon Knigget. Ghost Rider.
Oh my.
And Dane Whitman, the Black Knight. That's the only 4 we have so far. Now, will they get old boy to come back as Moon Knight? That would be smart. And then who do you cast? Dane Whitman showed up at the end of Eternals. And it was... who played Jon Snow?
I can't think
of the guy's name, but it was him. Bring him back, because you already have those two. Who do you cast as Ghost Rider? and which Ghost Rider are you using? Do you go with the car version and go with Miguel? Or do you go Johnny Blaze, Danny Ketch? You know, which way are you going? I'd say, fuck it, bring back Nicolas Cage.
Shit.
He'll do movies. Well, no, they can't, because he's already Spider-Man Noir.
Oh, yeah.
So you get Cage to come back. I just thought of that. I don't know. That's going to kind of hinge it for me, is who they cast as Ghost Rider. Blade, they should just say, screw it, and that is Wesley Snipes.
Yeah. Always bet on Black.
Mm-hmm.
They won't.
So, I know. Well, he's too old, shit. He'd still kill anybody you cast. The only way they could do it better is if they cast, if you can't go Wesley, you cast him as Michael Jai White. There you go.
They won't. Marvel.
I know. What's the kid from One Direction? Get him to play Blade. Or Zac Efron as Blade. There you go. Fixed it.
Shit.
Adele featuring Taylor Swift as Blade.
Fuck. You'd see it, though.
Yeah, I would. just.
We're going a different direction.
Yes. All right. Let's see. DC movie, the Batman movie. Not the Batman as in Matt Reeves and Robert Pattinson. Remember, those movies don't take place in the normal DC universe. But the Batman for that universe, that movie now has writer Christina Hodson. The name is probably not familiar to you, but she has wrote for DC before. She wrote the Flash movie, Birds of Prey. Do you remember the Batgirl movie that was so bad the brothers will never release it? Yeah, she wrote that one.
So what is she writing now?
Batman.
God damn it. Why they gotta keep fucking with shit?
You know who should write the Batman movie?
Who?
Jim Lee.
Shit.
The artist and the guy that runs DC Comics. You know, the guy that knows Batman inside and out.
They won't.
I know. No, they had to get weird little Asian girl that's already killed three franchises of DC. Let's go for four. Let's go for literally your most bankable. Awesome. All right. Vince, the live-action Voltron has some casting.
Mm-hmm.
Zarkon, of course, is our big bad guy. He's the purple guy in the cartoon, for those of you playing along at home. Sterling K. Brown. Black actor, will be in, of course, makeup and prosthetics. So, but he's a good actor. I like him. But here's the big casting, Vince. We knew he was a part of the film in some form. The King of Altea, right?
Right.
The guy that commissions Voltron will be Henry Cavill.
I'm all right with that.
I am too.
That makes sense.
Put him in more stuff. All right. Vince, there was a movie a long time ago, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Oh, my favorite.
Well, you're getting a remake for today's modern audience.
Oh, god damn it.
Kenan and Kel Meet Frankenstein.
Shit. That's a motherfucking Frankenstein shit.
Welcome to Frank Burger, home of the Frank Burger. Fire bad. No flame broil. Yeah, gotcha. Cool. Why? I couldn't think of anything else. Let's rip off a literal comedic classic.
Why don't they just re-release that in the theaters?
Nobody's going to watch the old stuff. They got to have it new.
I don't understand why they just don't, like, put it in the theaters again.
I don't know.
I would go see that shit in the theaters in a second.
Yeah. They don't think it would be worth it, I guess. But
they're out of there.
All right. Last couple thing for movie news. Oscar nominations came out. I don't really care, but here's the funny thing to me. A McMahon was nominated for an Oscar.
Oh, yeah?
Marissa McMahon, the wife of Shane, was nominated for an Oscar. She's a producer on a movie called Aim Dreams, which was nominated for Best Picture. We may get a McMahon holding an Oscar before we get Grand Theft Auto 6. This is the worst timeline ever. But more importantly, Vince, the day after, as always, the day after Oscar nominations come out, Razzie nominations came out. Of course, Razzies are for the worst in film of the year. Would you like to know your nominees for Worst Picture?
Yes, I would.
The Electric State, Hurry Up Tomorrow, Star Trek Section 31, Ice Cube's War of the Worlds, and Disney's Snow White.
Yeah, well.
Your
Snow White was Ball, so.
Your Worst Actor nominees, Batista in The Lost Lands, Ice Cube for War of the Worlds, Scott Eastwood's for Ilarium, Jared Leto for Tron Ares, and The Weeknd for Hurry Up Tomorrow.
Geez, Scott Eastwood didn't get fucking... Wow.
Worst Actress, Ariana DeBose for Love Hurts, Mila Jovovich for In the Lost Lands, Natalie Portman for Fountain of Youth, Rebel Wilson for Bride Hard, and Michelle Yeoh for Star Trek Section 31.
Did they made a Section 31 movie?
Yes.
I thought it was just a TV series.
That's what it was supposed to be, and they said, oh, this is bad, let's just make it just cram it all into one and release it and get it out of there. We got too much money in it. That's how bad it was. Worst remake, ripoff, or sequel? War of the Worlds, Snow White, Smurfs, I Know What You Did Last Summer, and Five Nights at Freddy's 2.
I mean, I've seen that.
Let's see. And here's, worst director I don't care about. Worst screen combo. The Weeknd and his colossal ego for Hurry Up Tomorrow. Robert De Niro and Robert De Niro as Frank and Vito in The Alto Knights. Mm-hmm. Ice Cube and his Zoom camera for War of the Worlds. James Corden and Rihanna for Smurfs. And all 7 AI dwarfs in Snow White. So
I'm surprised Snow White didn't get more hate.
Well, it released early in the year. So that's why people are like, oh yeah, I remember that piece of garbage. So, all right. Comic book news this week. Basically, the big thing for this week is we have our writer-artist duos for the Superman-Spider-Man crossover books. These are going to be split up into two books. One will be published by DC, one will be published by Marvel. The main story for one, written by Brad Meltzer, drawn by Pepe Larraz. Jeff Johns and Gary Frank are going to do one. Joe Kelly, art by Umberto Ramos. Jason Aaron is writing one with Russell Dauterman. Brian Michael Bendis is going to actually write a story with Sarah Pichelli doing art. She's the one that co-created Miles Morales.
Mm.
Dan Slott, I don't like him, and Marcos Martin. Louise Simonson, wife of Walt, and Todd Nauck. Kami Mark Wade and Jorge Jimenez will do the opposite main story. So that's probably the DC one. Christopher Priest and Daniel Sampri, Gail Simone and Baylen Ortega, Greg Rucka and Nicholas Scott. That one will probably be a good story. The DC one will be out March 25th and the Marvel one on April 15th. So there will be a ton of alternate covers and collectible editions and all that. So this will probably be quite the seller. If you can go to your local shop and find one of the rare covers, it might be smart to invest in it. So.
We've got a local shop. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I haven't been in my local shop in a long time.
Yeah. Well, I don't have one, so.
Yeah, at least I've got one, I guess.
Yeah. Your recommendations for books that came out this week, there's only two. Cowboys of New Mesa, issue 3. And the big one, this is a one-shot, the Batman-Deadpool crossover book is out. So, there you go. All right, let's get to some wrestling news here real quick. Ortiz and Eddie Kingston announced they are going to open a wrestling school. My guess is probably in Florida, but wouldn't be surprised if it's in the New York, New Jersey area either. So, Trey Miguel. All right, let's get to the story of the Rascals. Was signed by AEW. Then he was fired. This was not AEW's call. This was a Warner Brothers call. This is the same reason they wouldn't allow Jay Briscoe on TV for things he said years ago and made up for. Trey said he was taking some time away from wrestling, but did come back and has re-signed with TNA Wrestling and is on their TV program as of this week. So what, from what I can gather, years ago, Trey said something to piece of garbage human David Starr, and that tweet was brought up apparently to high ups at Warner Brothers because he may have used a slur, and they're like, nope, we can't have you on our wrestling program, even though Warner Brothers has a long history of employing people, actors, producers, all these people that do other horrible stuff. But hey, nope, this little wrestler guy, he can't do it. Same reason we kept Briscoe off TV.
Yeah, well, so, well, is this guy in the tribe?
Which one?
The one that
David Starr that he said it? Yeah, he happens to be Jewish. How'd you know?
Oh.
He says. Kind of makes sense now, don't it? But, yeah. The only other thing I really have for wrestling news is apparently WWE is going to sign former New Japan wrestler Evil. Because of course they are, because he sure as hell wasn't going to AEW because he is not well-liked by that company. So
why?
He's just a terrible wrestler and a dick, apparently, behind the scenes.
Well, you know, like you do.
Like you do. So, all right. That's it for wrestling news. Vince, there's probably a little bit of video game news this week.
Ubisoft has canceled 6 games, including the Prince of Persia, the Sands of Time remake.
Now, before you go into the other list, apparently the Prince of Persia one was done by Ubisoft India. It was so bad what came out of India that they tried to send it to Ubisoft Montreal to fix, and they're like, we can't fix this. It's that bad.
Well, Indian devs.
Star? Push this ends up time, Star?
Are you are you using Python code, Star?
Have you turned Ubisoft in, turn back one? Run, Star, run.
Star, run, run. Jesus Christ. It's going to be all night. It's going to be all night.
As long as we laugh, I don't care.
If we don't lose power, it's going to be Sarah, run!
The elephant going to get me. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have the other list of games. One of them, I think they said it was going to be Assassin's Creed.
Yep. One of those is gone. I think a Splinter Cell's gone.
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of shit that was going to be gone, but at this point,
I still think they'll be bought by the end of the year.
Man, I don't know about that. Probably
Microsoft, to be honest with you. Because Microsoft just put a bunch of old Ubisoft games on Game Pass.
I'm going to be honest when I tell you this. The Rayman games are amazing.
Yep.
They're real fun. If you get past the Ubisoft bullshit, the Rayman games are great, and I feel like that's where they need to get. They need to go back to the Rayman stuff,
or
the Rabbids.
Yeah, they made a lot of money off those.
The Rabbids Mario games, the turn-based ones are fun.
The crossover game.
Yeah,
Yeah.
That they really needed to say, fuck everything else. Let's go back to basics. Let's make this fun again.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, political bullshit. Just make fucking games.
Right.
Make 4X games. They're back.
Yep.
People love them. It's not, it shouldn't be that hard. Nintendo Switch 2 sells 3.7 million units in Japan in 2025, accounting for over half of home console sales.
That's crazy.
I don't get it, man. I have no interest in getting that fucking console.
Japs love that shit, though.
Even Roboto hasn't really... I don't even know whether he's got a Nintendo Switch 2 or not. He hasn't said anything. I don't even know if he likes it or not. If he has it, you know? What was the point of getting it if you... And all the shit that was going on with it and...
Yeah.
I don't know. Xbox's Big Fable reveal confirms truly open world, that was in quotes, and Xbox and PlayStation release this autumn, so Fable will be on the PlayStation.
Wow.
That's pretty funny. The last thing I have, well, I got two things. Ark Raiders 2026 roadmap reveals new matchmaking system that could be a game changer. I think people are already starting to complain about it.
Split that game into two parts, PvP and PvE.
Yeah.
Fixed it. There you go.
And they might, too. If there's enough streamers complaining, you know how things work.
Well, you ain't a shitting.
That which leads into this. Fortnite reveals office skins and emotes, including Michael Scott, Dwight Schrute, the Skarn, and more. We are getting Ed, Ed, and Eddie. And
Plank tonight.
Plank is a back bling. Thank the maker. That's all I wanted was Plank. If you're going to have Ed, Ed, and Eddie in there and you don't have Plank, what the fuck are you actually doing?
Yeah.
The Michael Scott, Dwight skins look fucking stupid. I don't even know why they put him in the game.
I'm not a fan. It's like almost all the anime shit they put in there. I don't know it. I don't care.
So was that the Nostalgia Duo?
Yes.
See, now, Fatty over here hits me up on Telegram and says, we're getting a nostalgic duo. Hopefully it's Miami Vice.
I was popped.
I was ready to go for like a week. I was like, oh my God, we're getting Crockett and Tubbs. And I was like, oh, who else could they do? Oh, they could do Mulder and Scully because of the UFO shit. And they could do this and this and this. So, oh my God, they might do Silk Stockings. Can you imagine Rita and fucking Rob Estes? And Eric just buzzing. Fucking The Office.
It's The Office. Yeah.
Are you fucking stupid?
Yeah. If it's not going to be Crockett and Tubbs, it should have been X-Files.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It should have been Mulder and Scully. That would make
story sense.
Yes.
And it would have been simple skins to make.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, Mulder and fucking Scully. How do you fuck this up?
Well, it's a little company called Epic who can't get their cheating situation under control. Oh, let's cram all the servers into NA Central so everything glitches. You glitch inside the hot air balloon. You glitch inside walls. You can't pick up weapons. You can't pick up anything. And we're not going after cheaters using wall hacks and Cronus aimbots. Yeah. That's how.
We got to buy a Cronus.
It's looking that way.
Look, I've never asked our listeners for money before, but...
Cinch needs a Cronus. Make it happen.
We need a Cronus
for the show. People in Hollywood, you listen, because I've seen our shit happen in real time. Buy the man a Cronus.
Yeah, come on. You fuckers. That's all I got.
I only have a couple things for video games. One, Street Fighter VI Alyx. Coming to DLC. The big reason, the big news on this, mocap for the character was done by AEW wrestler Kenny Omega, and Kenny's moves are featured in Alex's movesets, such as the Snapdragon Suplex, V-Trigger, and One Winged Angel. So it actually looks really good. There's a character trailer up online. So
nice.
And the other one, speaking of Epic Games and Fortnite events, surprised you didn't see this. Google and Epic are working on an $800 million deal. It involves Fortnite, Android, and Unreal Engine. Epic will market Android and Google. Google will market Fortnite. Epic is going to spend $800 million over 6 years, saying it's important for Epic's growth plan, and the deal would be metaverse-related. Put on your VR headset, we're dropping Tilted, is what I think that's going to try to lead to.
There's no way.
You think cheating's bad now.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait till it's in VR.
I can't even wear VR.
I can't either.
It is very disorienting.
Yeah. But you let the streamers do that.
Oh, yeah.
And leave normal Fortnite for fucking the normal players. And unbolt Shockwaves. How about that?
No, they bolt. Yeah, yeah. Where's the Shockwaves at?
Yeah.
We're getting Shockwaves back. No, we're not.
You did for 1 hour.
They need the Shockwaves back for the stick.
Yeah. That's for sure. Because unless you're right beside it when it pops, you're not getting it.
Yeah. Or make the explosion time on the grenades a little bit longer.
Mm.
Throw the grenade, and it takes forever for that thing to go off.
Yeah.
Throw it, and then it pops. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, they won't listen to us.
Nope.
All right. That's all I have, so let's go to some music news real quick. We have a passing. Francis Buckles, bass player for the Scorpions, passed away yesterday at the age of 71. No cause of death was released. It is under investigation. And the only other thing for music news is, hey, do you remember when Spotify got scraped?
I think I know this. I think I heard this story.
About the lawsuit?
Yep.
Spotify and major labels such as Sony, Warner, and Universal Music Group obtained a court order against Anna's Archive, taking down its .org domain. The lawsuit was filed under seal. Anna's Archive was not notified until after the takedown, so they couldn't even defend themselves in court before a decision was made. I don't know how that's legal. Oh, yeah, we just did this all behind your back. You have no right to defend yourself.
Oh, I thought it was the other story.
No, what did you have? Because that's the only one I have.
NVIDIA used Anna's Archive as a AI trainer. So all the music and shit.
That's right.
They took.
So they took all of Spotify. Knew right. It was illegal.
Right.
Did it anyway.
Right.
So what would the, remember how the piracy fines used to be back in the Napster days? So what would NVIDIA fine be?
Who knows? They probably won't do anything.
Every song that was on Spotify that they took. Because they took every song.
Yeah.
Used it for their AI. It's a good question. No, mine was that Anna's Archive wasn't even allowed to defend themselves in court.
No, NVIDIA used used Anna's Archives for AI training. All the music
They used all the music on wow. Mm-hmm.
Before it got shut down.
And nothing will happen to NVIDIA. Of course not.
Isn't that funny?
Weird, isn't it?
And it's something.
Yeah. All right. That's all I got. So I guess it's time for we'll take a break, play Song of the Week, plug our network and our friends, and when we come back, it'll be time for our top 10 favorite wrestling gimmicks.
Don't call me The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Yay.
Yay. All right, time for our top 10 list. We haven't done one in a while. So, our top 10 favorite wrestling gimmicks. This should be fun. All right, Vince, your number 10 gimmick.
Gold Dust.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I almost had him on my list. That is true. My number 10, the boss said the name. I got to put him on here. The wrestling pizza maker, Luigi Primo.
Higher on the list.
Yeah. All right, number 9.
Legion of Doom.
Ooh, Road Warriors.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
My number 9, the wrestling Asian redneck, Jimmy Wayne Yang.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Who now drives a party bus in Cincinnati. Yeah.
Sure.
Like you do. Number 8.
The Bushwhackers.
Oh, that's a good one. That's, yeah. Damn, I forgot that one. There was a lot of gimmicks.
Yeah, I like the 80s ones, though.
Yeah. My number eight, how about a wrestling law enforcement person from Canada, the Mountie?
Oh, shit.
Poor Jacques Rougeau.
It's okay.
Number seven.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yep. Hacksaw's so good. Good guy, too. I've never heard anybody say anything bad about Hacksaw. So.
Really?
Yep. My number seven. Before he was Kane, he was an evil wrestling dentist. Give me Isaac Yankum DDS.
Damn.
Creepy as hell.
Right?
Especially the kid. All right, number six.
The Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Yeah.
Oh.
See? That's what happens.
God damn.
Might have scared me a little bit there, I ain't gonna lie. Talk to you after the show. All right. What are we up to? You had Macho at six?
Yes.
My number six, I want to go current, and I want to go with the wrestling slacker, Orange Cassidy. He just, yeah, I'm here. I do a move, and then I take a nap. It fits this generation perfectly.
Right.
So, all right, number five.
Brutus the Beefcake Barber.
Brutus Beefcake. Brother Brute-Eye. That's a good one. I went a little different from my number five. I went with the wrestling retard, Eugene.
Oh.
Nice. I probably got a pop at an HK, but there you go.
Right.
So, number four.
I got Doink.
I do as well. Yep.
Do you really?
Doink at four. Yep. You could go evil Doink or normal Doink, as long as it's Matt Bourne. So. Right. All right, number three.
Undertaker.
Higher on the list, yeah.
Yeah, I know you're number one.
That's arguably the greatest gimmick of all time.
Yeah.
But my number three, give me another inbred wrestling retard, Festus.
Oh.
Who is docile until the bell rings, and then he goes crazy. That's a hilarious gimmick. So, all right, number two.
This is where I have Luigi Primo.
Really?
The man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah. Well, my number two, how about a wrestling pimp, the Godfather?
Yeah.
Yep. And his hoe train. So. All right, number one.
Tugboat.
I don't care.
I love Tugboat.
This is where I got Taker. So
I love Tugboat.
He's a boat. He's a tugboat.
He's a
That's
tugboat.
The gimmick.
That's right.
He's not the Shockmaster. No. He's a tugboat.
Yeah. That's right.
Perfect. We didn't get a chance to post this in the group with everything going on, so no listener suggestions, but that was fun. I like that one. Quick, easy top 10 list. That was fun.
We like quick and easy. Now,
yeah, we do. And now the show goes to not fun. It is time for Did You See the Stories from Clown World? And we start in Minnesota. A U.S. judge has ordered federal law enforcement in Minnesota to stop pepper spraying, detaining, and pulling over immigration protesters. Just let them do what you want. And then we have this fucking story that happened after last week's show. A group of quote-unquote protesters went into a Minneapolis church last Sunday and interrupted service and terrified parishioners. It was led by two burn loot murder women and a white commie and Don Lemon. You remember him, the gay guy from CNN that got fired.
Sure.
The leaders, the two black women and the white commie, were arrested late this week. Let's see, the white male commie William Kelly was also the ringleader for a mob that so severely harassed Christ Church in D.C. that they sent a church member to the hospital with a broken eardrum. Late last night, all three were released pre-trial. No bail, no bond, released.
Right.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison said the occupation of the church was quote unquote free speech and said none of us are immune to the voice of the public. Oh, Don Lemon was not charged for his role. Was not charged or arrested by order of a federal judge. That judge just so happens to be married to Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison's sister.
Hmm. That's nice.
This is why people in my church carry.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. You try that shit, you will get shot.
They're not going down there.
No, you're not.
I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. Minnesota State Representative Lee Fink, that should be Finkel, who's a transformer, is calling for protesters to storm even more churches in protest of ICE.
I got nothing.
I do, but it can't be said on the air. The FBI has officially served Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Frey with subpoenas in the criminal investigation into them conspiring to impede ICE operations. Okay, are they in cuffs? Are they going to be held in prison? Are they going to be released? Or until anything actually happens, it's all for show and theater. So,
right.
ABC News is now facing a potential huge defamation lawsuit after anchor David Muir went on air this week and spread the lie to millions that ICE used a child as bait to capture the father, when in reality, the father abandoned the child running from ICE. ICE tried to reunite the child with the mother. The mother refused to take the child.
Nice.
But ABC is reporting that ICE used the kid as bait. That's a massive potential lawsuit.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. It's bad. So. And now let's transfer over to Virginia, a.k.a. California East.
Huh. East California, huh?
Well, new Governor Abigail Spanberger-Stein.
Oh, yeah?
Her first act as governor was to repeal the former governor's executive order that mandated state and local law enforcement cooperate with ICE. But wait, there's more. They have also introduced a bill that discriminates against white men in government contracts. Quote, for discretionary contracts under $100,000, white men are barred from even being considered unless there's literally no competition for the bid, end quote.
That's racism.
Yeah.
That's discrimination. You can't do that.
Well, they're going to pass the law because fuck you, they're in charge. Laws don't matter anymore. You know this. Also, they introduced a new bill to impose new car taxes, a highway use fee, and an increase to the sales tax, bumping it from a little over 5% to over 13.5%, making it the highest sales tax in the country. But wait, there's more. They're trying to pass a new law where you'll have to get a license from the state in order to purchase a gun. Hey, you know those God-given rights that are in the Constitution? Oh, no, no. Government has to give you a license to have those rights.
Fuck you.
Mm-hmm. But wait, there's more. They introduced a bill to eliminate mandatory minimum sentencing for certain crimes. Would you like to know those crimes?
No.
All right, fine.
I don't want to know.
Rape? Manslaughter, assaulting a law enforcement official, all repeat violent felonies, as well as possession and distribution of child pornography. No mandatory minimum sentencing for any of those.
everybody just kind of hanging out, not really worried about it, are they?
This is what happens when a state is ran by two large cities. You see this in Illinois, Chicago. If Chicago makes the rules for the whole state, in Virginia, it is D.C. makes the rules, or around D.C. makes the rules for the entire state. Right. You live out in the rural part. Well, your opinion don't matter because you don't live where the votes are.
Right.
That's. Yeah. So, yeah. All right. Moving on here before that goes worse. Federal judge ruled this week that the LAPD is banned from using non-lethal weapons to control violent ICE protesters. So you can't even use non-lethals now in LA. So what are you supposed to do then? You're literally hamstringing the cops that are trying to protect the people that, you know, oh, I'm just trying to go to work, or hey, I don't want my fucking house burned down.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, contribute to society by working and paying taxes.
That means no rubber bullets, no pepper spray, no beanbag rounds, no batons.
Y'all need to buy a little handgun that fires 410 rounds.
Yep.
Because shotguns don't really have a any sort of ballistics on them.
That's true. Department of Homeland Security confirmed this week that personal information belonging to ICE agents' children is being posted on the deep web. We told you they're going to go after your kids.
Be the last fucking thing they do.
Yep. The Attorney General of Arizona, Chris Mays, I think is her name, facing massive calls to resign or even be prosecuted after she suggested people can shoot ICE agents if they are wearing masks under Arizona's Stand Your Ground law. This is supposedly the top law enforcement officer in the state, the Attorney General, saying, yeah, go shoot them. If they're wearing a mask, you have every right to shoot them.
What state is this?
Arizona. You know, McCain land, where the uniparty rules. Maryland Democrats just introduced the Icebreaker Act of 2026, which would block any ICE agent hired under the Trump administration from later becoming a state or local law enforcement agent in Maryland. Oh, you used to work for ICE? Sorry, I can't hire you. It's law. Because you worked under Trump. But don't think it's just Democrats doing stupid shit. Republican Representative Maria Salazar of Florida, mind you, a Republican in name only, has introduced the Dignity Act, Vince, which would allow illegals to stay in the U.S. if they have succeeded in illegally being here for 5 years or more.
If you've really fucked the system,
then you're good. You can stay.
Yeah, you won. It's okay.
So is this like, can we transfer this to murder? Like if hypothetically, if somebody was to kill someone and then, you know, not kill for 5 years, does that mean they're, it's cool? That it's all legal then?
Right.
Or how about if I haven't paid taxes in 5 years, does that mean I'm from prosecution? Which laws are you picking and choosing not to enforce?
Right.
Well, right. I haven't punched an old man in 5 years, but man, whew, got away with that one. Yeah, you can't pick and choose. It's either all or it's none. And the way everything's going now, it's pretty much none. So, but hey, let's not. ICE isn't necessarily all of them good, because apparently now, ICE officers to assert power to forcibly enter people's homes without a warrant, according to a secretly released ICE memo this week. And then Border Czar Tom Homan said, quote, "Let's make it clear. ICE can detain a U.S. citizen if they have probable cause that that person may have committed a crime," end quote. What designates probable cause?
Yeah, may have.
And you're going to come into somebody, a U.S. citizen's house without a warrant? We said last week the Fourth Amendment was gone. This is just proving it.
Right. Right. They're going to walk into somebody's house who's not doing anything.
We think you have an illegal here.
Not these motherfuckers who are like throwing shit at the fucking agents or beating the shit out of them.
Or who went into a church.
Right. No, those guys are okay.
Yeah. A video came out yesterday of an ICE raid in Portland, Maine, where ICE is seen taking video of someone watching from a block away, including the person's face and car information. The person says it's not illegal to record. ICE agent says that's what we are doing. When asked why they were recording the person watching their face and car, they said, quote, "We have a nice little database, and now you are considered a domestic terrorist."
Yeah, the Palantir fucking...
Remember when we said this under Obama that this shit was going to happen?
Yeah.
And now it is. Yeah. Trump is... Boy, here you go, Vince. ICE trying to let him out. Trump's letting him in. Trump is considering granting asylum to Jews from the UK seeking relocation to the US amid rising anti-Semitism in the United Kingdom. So Somalis out, Jews in. We're just trading a big forehead for a big nose. Gotcha.
And they're blaming white people for that.
Yep.
They're blaming those evil white guys. Yeah, they're blaming the whites of England for the anti-Semitism, not all the brown people raping their way across the country.
Good right. Job.
That makes sense. Okay.
Hey, how about that? Though we don't have any more. Police in Miami are now flagging residents' Facebook posts and sending police to their homes to intimidate them for talking badly about the mayor and his pro-Israel stance. They went to this woman's house and said the woman's words could probably incite somebody to do something bad, and they were trying to get people not to agree with the woman's statement. Remember when somebody was asking, why do you have stories from the UK and Australia about crazy government stuff? And we said, well, that's because it's the testing there and it'll be implied here.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is.
Yay.
But it's not just Florida. It's not just Miami Beach. Texas man had police show up at his home after he posted criticism of Israel online, and the cop said, quote, "We're here because of comments you made online about the Jewish community," end quote.
Right.
You notice it's always about this one certain group you're not allowed to talk about.
Good luck.
Well, you're really not allowed to talk about them because after X or Twitter opened up its algorithm, users discovered that those criticizing Israel were massively censored and had their reach cut by 90%. Oh, and Elon at the WEF this week said he's an alien. So, yeah, there's that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. The Israeli army this week invaded and occupied both the Church of the Nativity and Manger Square in Bethlehem.
Sure.
Jewish WEF goon Yuval Harari.
Oh, yeah?
Said at the WEF conference this week that AI will eventually take over all religious texts.
Sure.
something something Antichrist. Weird. A Washington State school district is being sued for requiring students to hide their Bibles in their backpacks. A school official said, quote, "Christians are homophobic. Yes, I do hold animus. It is an organization of homophobic bullies," end quote. A new House Senate bill to denaturalize anyone who is in 10 years after naturalization, associates with, conspires with, aids or abets any foreign terror organization is trying to get passed. But what's hidden in this, and it also includes people who criticize Israel or are, quote, anti-Semitic. They will try to take away your citizenship. I'm just going to say it. It's time for a crusade.
Yeah, that's not...
That's it.
Yeah.
Speaking of horrible racist people, Big Mike Bama came under fire this week after she admitted that she is, quote, "mindful to avoid white-owned brands and everyone else should too," end quote. That's funny you didn't mind your gay lover Barack taking all that white people's money when he was running for office.
It's funny how that works, isn't it?
The University of Kansas is going to offer a new class this year, Vince. Guess what it's titled?
I fucking don't know.
Angry White Male Studies.
Jesus Christ.
The course will examine the rise of angry white males in America and Britain since the 1950s.
We're angry? Can't imagine why.
Huh, wasn't there something created in 1947 or 8 that... No, that couldn't be why, right?
You know, all that stuff you just mentioned, right? I don't know why we're angry.
Yep.
That's crazy. Huh.
It's weird. All right, moving on here before I get even angrier. Trump said this week he's going to give out $2,000 tariff dividend checks to Americans without Congress's approval if the Supreme Court holds up his tariff thing. I'll believe it when it's in the fucking bank. How about that?
Right.
Because he also came out and said before this, he goes, "When did I say I was going to send out checks? I don't remember saying that."
Yeah.
Steak and Shake, the burger chain, announced that they will give all hourly employees at their restaurants a Bitcoin bonus of 21 cents for every hour worked. And employees will be able to collect their Bitcoin pay after a 2-year vesting period. This is on top of their normal pay. This is just bonus on top of. So.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. Vince, you sent me this, and I had just seen it a couple minutes before. Department of Energy yesterday confirmed, yes, we do have directed energy weapons, and that they have, quote, plans to scale them, meaning that they will make them not just ship-based, but handheld, kids. Energy weapons.
Yay!
Yay!
You know, the things that burnt down
Maui.
California. Yeah.
You know, yeah. Everybody got hit except a few that had blue roof.
Yeah.
I need the Pantone for ain't gonna get a laser blue. So, yeah. Trump now has his, quote, Board of Peace members and is looking to expand it. He invited the Pope to the board. I wonder if they're gonna come up a 7-year peace deal. I read a book and then that happens. Weird. By the way, they're planning on this to replace the UN, by the way. That's the plan of it. So, the House Oversight Committee this week rejected a motion to hold Attorney General Pam Bondi and the Department of Justice in contempt for violating the Epstein Files Transparency Act. Nah, we ain't gonna hold you in contempt for not doing what you're legally bound to do. Shit.
Why would we do that?
Right.
We're not doing it for anybody else.
Yep. Two NYPD detectives this week were refused medical attention last Saturday night at NYU Hospital because the nurses and doctors thought they were ICE officials.
I don't know.
That lot can be said right there. Moving on, though. The U.S. has withdrawn from the World Health Organization a year after Trump signed to do it. A lot of news late this week about Representative Thomas Massie. A lot of rhino Republicans coming out going, oh, he voted against Trump again. Here's why. Thomas Massie had an amendment to a bill this week that would have defunded the federally mandated car kill switch. 57 Republicans joined 211 Democrats to defeat his motion. So basically, any new car that's made will have a kill switch, government controlled. They're saying it's to help with drunk driving, doesn't it? Oh, you said something bad about the tiny hats. Your car don't start.
Right.
Or, hey, we heard what you were saying in the car because you have the phone hooked up and all this, and we're just going to shut it off in the middle of the highway. How's that?
Right.
Oh, look, there's a wreck. You're dead.
Right. Now you have to wait 2 hours as punishment
for saying something that we didn't like.
Right.
This is Orwell on fucking steroids. And Massey tried to block it, all voted against him.
Right.
And now they're going to try to say, well, see, he's just against Trump. A Huel? Nope. But what they did pass, and this is the last thing for the week, Vince, they did pass the big government funding bill, 341-88. What's in this bill? A ton of shit, including $1.5 trillion for the Department of Defense. But more importantly, Vince, it restores almost everything that Elon and the Doge office cut. USAID is now just under a new name. All the slush funds are back. All the bribery is back. All the fraud is back. We're going to send $1 billion of your money to go test whether monkey scrotums help with wrinkle cream.
What's the point?
To give them the money.
No, I mean, what's the point in contributing to society?
Oh, there's not. There is no political solution to this. Because both parties hate you. You've been played.
Right.
Remember, certain people ran on, yep, we're going to release every name in the Epstein files. We're going to do this. We're going to get rid of all the immigrants, or, you know. Well, I don't want to do that now because some of them work hard, and man, they're huge, and it's bad optics, and can't release all the files. Man, there's a lot of real important people in there. Holy hell, I didn't know it.
Yeah.
You were played. Well, yeah. He's not a politician. He's a businessman. It's the same fucking thing.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, I wonder why all the white males are angry. I
can't imagine why.
Especially the Christians.
There's no rule of law. Fucking, you think Hillary and Bill's going to get fucking tossed in jail like they did Bannon?
Fuck no. Did the same. Actually, they did worse. Bannon showed up. Bill and Hillary didn't even show up.
It's going to the House now for them to vote.
They ain't going to do anything.
They're not going to do anything.
You will not see a Clinton in handcuffs. Period. So,
and then Trump will say, well, they're good. We don't want to. They were presidents, and he was, you know.
Yeah, I don't want people coming after me for stuff I did as president, so I'm not going to go after him for stuff he did as president, even though it was probably little kids.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And right. Hillary, he was president. Sure. We got to give them. They were political. They were big politicians. So we can't. You know, we can't go after them because you know they're with somebody. You know, we can't.
You know when the country really went down? Like, America's dead. There is no more United States. You know when it died?
I have no idea when.
Kennedy. When they Kennedy, because he was going, he said, Israel should not have nukes. We need to go in and see what they have and get rid of it. And they decided to take him out. That's when we no longer had a country.
Right.
Since then, it's been ruled over by one political party just with two names. It doesn't matter which way you vote because they all answer to the same person.
Right.
What was it? Patton said the wrong side won in the war.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was right.
You think? I know he was right.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Germans wanted to fight the commies, huh? Hmm. Who are we fighting now? Oh, commies. Gotcha. Cool.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Vince, final thought.
Keep your stick on the ice. Women don't find you handsome, at least find you handy.
Everybody stay warm. And we don't do the show to make money, folks. You just need to buy guns. Hopefully, if nobody else freezes and all this, we will talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.